the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Finally this morning, on a very, very different note, it's been a beautiful week of sunshine we've just enjoyed, and it feels like the summer is here. Hopefully it won't go away too soon. With that in mind, our reporter Shifra O'Queen hit the road to find out about the sounds of the summer that some business owners can't wait to experience.
I keep around 70 colonies. In the height of a season, you could have anything up to 80,000 bees in a colony. So I had to do a calculation now this morning, and it comes to roughly 5,600,000 bees, there or thereabouts.
1, 2, 3, you're as free as a honeybee, free as a honeybee in the sky.
Hannah Backmo, who's originally from Sweden, is the owner of Hannah's Bees in County Cork. She says she gets a real buzz from her business this time of year.
The buzz, the sound of the bee flying, it's actually the sound of the wings beating. The bees can beat their wings over 200 times per second. They're actually nearly too fat to fly. So they're what we call aerodynamically challenged. And this is obviously why they have to beat their wings at such a speed. The sound that they are creating has the same power as the power of a fighter jet. So the first thing that we do when we open up a hive is we give them a little bit of a light puff of smoke, usually at the entrance. It kind of calms them down a little bit. It makes them go and eat a little bit of honey again, so that the stingers can come out. You'll be waiting for that puff of white smoke from the Vatican. But as beekeepers, you know, we have smoke all year round, especially in the summertime.
Although the selection process for a new queen bee is a little bit different to the conclave.
When you know that there are new queens in the colony, you hear this amazing sound that we call piping or tooting. And this is the sound that a virgin queen makes when she has just come out of her cell. She is calling to see where there are other virgin queens. And this might sound all, you know, lovey-dovey, you know, she wants to go and meet her sisters. But actually what she's doing is she's calling them so that she can go and kill them. There can only be one queen in the hive, so she will eliminate all her competition. I talk to them all the time, but we have a way of communicating, I think, that we can understand each other. When you do an inspection, you open up the colony, they're fanning their wings, and they're creating this warm airflow, this waft of honey ripening, warm. You can tell nearly straight away what the mood of the bees are just by listening to them. A colony where everything is right, you just have this really comforting hum. They're telling you everything is okay here.
May is really the best month to hear the dawn chorus. You know, if we're attuned to it and if we let it in, it's what we all wake up to. It's a very gentle beginning. And it slowly ascends, and then it just explodes into this beautiful chaos.
Ornithologist and founder of Irish Wildlife Sounds, Sean Renane, is surrounded by song in his work.
When birds first wake up, they are just telling the other rival males around that this territory is still occupied. I'm still here. I've survived the night. You still can't come in. This is my spot. You know, it sounds beautiful, but they're actually almost shouting obscenities at one another and threatening each other from the treetops. The birds with the largest eyes can see first. Those large eyes let more light in. And thus the first birds to sing are typically thrushes. So you've got blackbird, song thrush, missel thrush, also robin. Robin has a very large eye if you look at it in comparison to the body size. Wren usually comes in somewhere in the middle, and then the last birds to really join the chorus are the insect eaters, chiff-chaffs. Many birds will be singing to actually attract a mate as well. Birds with a more finely tuned, intricate song will demonstrate that they have a greater brain than other birds with a lesser song, which means they have greater genetics to pass on to the young. Mimicry is a great way for birds to add to the repertoire of their song. They're inspired by sounds they might hear on radio.
Good afternoon and you're very welcome to Liveline.
The ringtone. And they'll soak all of this up. A classical score would be quite similar in a sense. It plays itself out with delicacy and intricacy, and it takes time to get there. They're not in a rush. You know, they're not spitting it out. They're being very careful with what they're singing. In recent years too, we've discovered that in many songbirds, females also sing. Our lack of knowledge in this area was down to the lack of females in the workplace. And when more women started to work in ornithology, they realised, like, hey, the females sing too, lads. Robin is a classic example. It was only in 2020 that it was discovered that swallows, you know, both sexes of swallows actually sing. You know, and this is a bird which had thousands of papers published on it. There's one lovely bird, and it's called Yellowhammer. They have a great little song that literally sounds like a little bit of bread and no cheese. Some birds put in a much greater effort into their job of attracting the female and maintaining the territory. Blackcap is known as the nightingale of the north. They sound like they've got so much to say in such little time. Melodic explosion of notes. It feels like, you know, if it was a human, that it would pass out, you know, with the effort it's putting in.
John McCarthy runs Lahinch Surf School in County Clare.
Oh my goodness, the sun is amazing. So is it okay to make a public declaration that this isn't the summer, that the summer is going to come in July and August? This is just an extra bonus, hopefully.
If there was one signifier or sound that tells you summer is here, what is it?
Yeah, all year round, the wind is coming from the Wild West. You know, there's a 40 mile an hour wind. And so there's always the sound of chaos and it just wildness, the roar of the sea. But then this season comes, and with this beautiful weather, the wind turns around. It's come from the east, and there's just a sound of calm. You can still hear the rustle of a small wave, you know, a wave breaking. But we're sitting here by the golf club. The cuckoo is roaring, you know. So I think the cuckoo arrived in County Clare on 27th of April this year. There's a chorus, there's a heralding. Like, to think that this poor bird has come all the way from Congo or somewhere. But it is a totally different sound. And especially during these periods of sunny, hot weather where there's just a wonderful stillness. And maybe you'll hear the old ice cream machine up the road or something like that. The smell of fish and chips and the old ice cream that's fallen off the five-year-old's cone is also to be tripped over. Yeah. And in the preparation for surfing, there is those repetitive sounds, the zipping up the wetsuit, the waxing of the board. Running a surf school, it is a very unpredictable business. You know, we've had a variety of challenges. You can have your busiest day of the year in 4 days' time, but you look at the surf forecast and you realize there's no waves or the wind is too strong. Yeah, stepping into the ocean, the sounds of it, the rumble, it is a great stress relief. Getting back on land, it helps you to function better, of course. You know, it helps you to run your business better by, you know, having the ocean wash over you. The sea is, it's got a story to tell. Especially at the Cliffs of Moher, there is very distinctive layers of those sounds. As surfers, we do a thing called a duck dive. So you go under the wave. So there's the roar of the ocean, then you go under, and then there's the silence, and you come up. But once you get onto the face of the wave, let's say it's a 6 foot or a 10 foot wave, you're into a moment of glide. And then the surfer's dream is where you go in underneath. We call it a tube or a barrel. The old expression for surfers is that there's no wind in the tube, right? So you are completely surrounded. You're encapsulated by the wave. The sound diminishes, but you've got the sound of the tunneling wave around you. Surfers can often spend their life just to get that experience. In surfing, that's almost like the ultimate.
While all this sunny weather seems like it's too good to be true, is there hope that it will last? Sean says in nature, anything can happen.
I was listening to something just the other night. So there's water rail, which you rarely see, but they're very vocal. They have a specific duet that they give. The male and the female do it. And they sound like squealing pigs. But at night time, they give this display in flight. You know, pigs do fly.
follow the sun. She from O'Queen reporting there. Well, one text in. We loved Tommy Unger's book, No Kiss for Mother, when we were kids. My big brother was nicknamed Piper because he never liked getting out of bed for school. My parents still call him that. I'm sure he's up early this morning for that sunshine. That's all we have time for. Until next week. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.